edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Going to roll right into a story here that we mentioned on last night's program and we never got around to talking about. It's yet another development that you might be seeing soon, or actually, maybe you won't be seeing it, but it might be in existence soon at your local airport.
Okay.
We all know that since, of course, 2001, the airport security situation has been completely federalized. It is the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, as it is called, that is entirely in control of your security experience at your local airport.
Right. And I don't know how good it was when it was in the hands of the airports, but I know that it's not very good in the hands of the TSA. They miss somewhere in the neighborhood of 50% to 60% of guns, knives, bomb parts that are, they test themselves on.
Right. And there's story after story of just awful things happening to little old ladies and pregnant mothers and small children.
Right.
And
for nothing, really, because they don't actually keep us safe because they miss so much.
And people in wheelchairs. They harass people. They're rude. They don't care.
It's security theater.
Yeah. And yes, they don't really keep you safe. It just looks like they are.
Mm-hmm.
So really what they're effectively doing is slowing everybody down, inconveniencing people, and then there's the subtle factor of they're getting people used to being searched, and they're getting them used to being ordered around and
prepping
pushed around.
Us for a police state, perhaps?
Yeah, it's like a police state in the airports, and it's getting worse on the outside of the airports. Now, this story is about the airports and what we're going to be seeing soon. Now, it also kind of ties into something that I had suggested. Oh, I don't know. It's probably been at least a year since we originally read the story about the Russian airport security people. You might recall this, Mark. It was like a couple years ago, maybe, that the Russians were talking about bringing lie detectors mm-hmm. into their airports.
Wasn't it like they hooked it up to your finger?
Just as an old school lie detector kind of thing, yeah. So they were going to bring lie detectors in, and they did that, and I believe they might still have it going on over there. Obviously, this isn't a Russian show, so we don't really keep too close of tabs on what's happening there.
Ah, comrade.
But it made the news. And I said, well, you know what happens is usually these governments, they see one government doing something tyrannical and they say, hey, why don't we think of that first? Let's bring that over here and try it out. So I suggested that it wouldn't be too long before we'd have lie detectors in American airports.
1 year.
Here you go. From the Herald. Now, this is actually over in the United Kingdom. The check-in staff want to know if you have a bomb in your bag, but you're more worried about that your partner might have been cheating on you. What you both need is a mind-reading machine, a way of peering into their heads and seeing their thoughts before they're articulated. Not only does that machine now exist, it's being touted for airports, police stations, and even workplaces. Don't even think about lying. The brain box in question is officially known as a functional magnetic resonance imaging detector, a medical device which companies in the U.S. are now marketing as a lie detector, claiming accuracy of 90 to 100%. Now, again, this is an article from the U.K., but it's about what's happening here in America.
I wonder why our news agencies haven't said anything about it.
That's a good question. No wonder, then,
gag order, perhaps,
that law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, CIA, and the U.S. Defense Department, are pumping big bucks into what they hope will be the successor to the polygraph. Now, the polygraph's pretty old. Pretty old technology.
Yeah.
Magnetic resonance imaging, that's not the newest of tech, but applying it in a lie-detecting fashion, pretty new. While the polygraph measures the stress that telling a lie causes, the MRI-based devices purport to measure the lie itself. Sections of the brain light up on the scanner the moment a lie is formed in the mind. It sounds like science fiction, but the machine is already working its way into the justice system. Earlier this year, a Scottish woman who claimed she was wrongly convicted of child abuse used the machine in an attempt to prove her innocence. Susan Hamilton of Broomhouse, Edinburgh, served 3 years in prison after allegedly giving an 8-year-old girl potentially lethal doses of salt. Ms. Hamilton, 43, was acquitted of attempted murder but found guilty of assault to the endangerment of life. She's always denied being responsible for the high levels of sodium in the child's bloodstream. As a part of a campaign to clear her name, she took part in an MRI or fMRI lie detector test as part of a Channel 4 documentary, Lie Lab, earlier this year. The result was remarkable. The scan was consistent with someone who's telling the truth. Although this research doesn't prove that this woman is innocent, the scan clearly demonstrates that her brain responds as if she were innocent, said Professor Sean Spence from Sheffield University that's leading the UK research into this field. He said the research provides a fresh opportunity for the British legal system as it has the potential to reduce the number of miscarriages of justice. Ms. Hamilton's legal team is already planning an appeal. It remains to be seen whether a court will consider the fMRI results, but if they did, it would set a fascinating legal precedent. Spence is not the only one who believes in the power of fMRI. In the United States, two companies are already competing to market lie detection services. But does the science support their claims? Are they being truthful when they say that their machine can spot a liar? fMRI works by measuring blood oxygen levels in the brain. Your brain is made up of lots of different areas which do different jobs, such as generating language and retrieving memories. There is no one part of the brain which acts as a dedicated lying center, but more than a dozen studies by Spence and others have suggested that forming a lie produces a milliseconds-long burst of bloodstream activity in the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain associated with decision-making. Thus, in theory, to detect a lie, all one need to do is establish a baseline reading for truthful activity by asking a subject for statements which are known to be true and then begin interrogating while watching for any deviations which might indicate a lie. And that's how they do it with a lie detector.
You know, I'm thinking about this, and with the TSA getting a lie-detecting device, I read an article, it was probably 2 weeks ago, it was in the major news, I can't tell you, it seems like a New York Times article, but I can't tell you for sure where I read it. I didn't read it on air. But they said that people tell 4 to 5 lies inside of a 10-minute conversation. That people
on average?
On average. Now, I would assume what they're saying are, you know, inconsistencies in truth. They were talking about leaving things out. You know, all kinds of little inconsistencies, not the big lies. You know, like, I didn't kill your brother, or something like that. But I wonder how this is going to work with the TSA. I mean, how many false positives are they going to get? If they ask you, do you have any contraband in your bag? And, you know, suddenly the person's mind pops to my wife's feminine hygiene devices or something like that. And bang, you know, I think, oh, I shouldn't have those. Real quick, just for a millisecond, is that going to set off their machine? Is that going to have me pulled to the side? Are they going to frisk me and search me and treat me like a criminal because of it?
Well, they claim that it's pretty accurate. Reports claiming up to 90% and even 100% accuracy. Many scientists doubt those results will prove replicable outside the lab setting. Spence believes fMRI evidence should be allowed in courts, but only once enough clinical trial work's been done to pin down the statistical accuracy of the tests. Saying, I don't think that there's any doubt it will be better than the polygraph, given that we have only been working on this for 6 years. I think it's amazing that we can see areas of the brain that light up while lying. That's only going to get more refined as time goes by. Of course, the drawback of MRI is the sheer bulk of the scanner, not to mention the time delay in analyzing scan results. What the security agencies really want is something portable and instantaneous, a pair of X-ray specs, perhaps. Incredibly, this isn't so far-fetched. According to thanks to an invention by Professor Britton Chance of Pennsylvania University, we're already halfway there. His cognoscope uses near-infrared light sensors mounted on a Velcro headband. Standing next to a subject, Professor Chance is able to measure blood and oxygen flow in the brain just beneath the skin. What he's looking for is a little blip just behind the forehead that indicates a lie, explained Spence. After 9/11, the Defense Department became interested in Chance's work. In a test on soldier volunteers, the device correctly picked the liars, though it also recorded a false positive. It sounds laughable at first, said Spence, but it's certainly scientifically possible. What's not funny is that this is taken very seriously in America. This is the technique they're thinking of applying at airports. And of course, you don't necessarily have to be aware you're being scanned. You could be asked, did you pack your bag? He's aiming for these to be rolled out at airports, and I think that is quite worrying. 800-259-9231. Now, that's the expert saying that he thinks it's worrying. Now, I happen to agree. And as you suggested, Mark, what about the false positives? What will happen to the people that are determined to be liars who actually aren't liars? What sort of just nonsense bureaucracy and just awful things will they be subjected to as a result? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Attention. This is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there. are for free. So enjoy them on us, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off if you enter through AdamEve.com/talk. 800-259-9231. So we just finished giving you a story from over in the United Kingdom, which is weird, as you said, Mark, because why aren't we seeing these things reported in American press? But nonetheless, they are pointing out that there have been some interesting developments in the world of lie detection. The magnetic resonance imaging machine is being channeled into the world of lie detection. They're going to possibly be installing these things after they've still got some work to do, basically, because they're kind of bulky at the moment. But after they've installed these things, there's a chance that you could be at an airport, some TSA bureaucrat asking you questions, and you could be being scanned without even knowing about it. They could be scanning your brain, checking for lying without your consent or knowledge, and then, you know, as you asked, Mark, what happens when a false positive goes down? What happens when they screw up? What happens
when it's probably going to happen more times than we can count. But
right. What happens when they think you're lying, but you're not actually lying? Are you going to end up in what we've heard called as the orange room, where they take you into this scary place where you're all by yourself with these government bureaucrats asking you even more questions about your travel itinerary?
Shining light in your face, and they have ways of making you talk.
Right.
And,
well,
you know, that whole thing.
Right. If you lied about one thing, then you must be hiding more information, and who knows what they're going to try to do as a result. And it's just disturbing to me. I'd like to hear from you as far as what you feel about this, if you think it's a good thing. You know, are you somebody that thinks we need to be asking every single person that gets on an airplane a series of questions to determine whether or not they're lying, to determine whether or not they're hiding something? And if so, then how long is that going to take as far as backing up the lines and making the whole process even more arduous and time-intensive than it currently is? So I'd like to hear from you on this at 800-259-9231, or if you want, just give us one of your stories from being in the airports of America and how you've been treated by these government bureaucrats.
Did you get one of their little special screenings? What was that like for you?
I know
it happened to me. I got one of their special screenings, and they said they were going to have to, you know, pat me down and all that stuff, and I said, I don't want you touching me. And from that statement, I was surrounded mm-hmm. by, I think, 7 law enforcement officers, some local police, some TSA agents, a dog. The whole thing. It was a scary, scary ordeal. Why? Because I didn't want my person touched by one of these government bureaucrats.
Well, and of course, all of this is in the name of keeping Americans safe. When, as we've seen, study after study shows, their own tests show they can't even catch their own bombs that they try to smuggle in. So it's just not working. And the fact is, even if someone were to get on an airplane with devious intent, they wouldn't get away with what they were trying to do, because Americans just simply won't stand for it anymore. They're not going to just sit by idly as someone tries to hijack a plane. Which,
right. Before 9/11, the worst thing that was going to happen was your plane was going to be hijacked. You were going to spend the afternoon on the tarmac in Havana or something like that. And then you'd go home safe and sound, all in one piece. But even when the people on Flight 91 found out what was going on,
mm-hmm.
they rushed those guys and took them down. Now, they only had box cutters. But, you know, I just don't think that that Americans are going to stand idly by.
I don't think
and
so either. Which
pilots
is...
aren't going to let it happen either. We've been tricked one time. They hijacked planes. They flew them into buildings here in America, and it's not going to happen again.
Well, which is
perhaps
exactly
they could
why
bring a bomb and blow up the entire plane. But don't you kind of take some of those chances a little bit when you get on a plane? I mean, you're taking some kind of chance.
Well, the fact that it's not going to happen again in the sky is yet another reason why I would expect, if there's going to be more terrorism in America, it's going to be on the ground. It's going to be, you know, some sort of maybe vehicular-based explosion, Oklahoma City, that sort of thing.
I would agree with you, but the TSA isn't really keeping us safe, and the fact that their own red team proves time and time again that they can't, that the TSA cannot find guns, knives, bomb parts, and those kind of things that they're trying to that they're testing themselves on.
The solution, of
they
course,
they know when the tests are coming too.
Right. The solution, of course, is to turn airport security over to the airlines themselves, or at least the airports, and allow them to handle it and set whatever policies they think is best based on market demand and consumer demand.
But I say passengers with their own guns and subsonic rounds would take care of this whole hijacker
That's
problem.
That's how I would run my airline. But let's go to the phones and talk to Sam in Texas on the AMP line. Hello, Sam. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I think that MRI machine would be very, very dangerous because it's only a matter of time before they start asking questions to find people who are maybe political activists or something along those lines to pull those people out of society.
Who knows how they would use this? I mean, certainly police departments would want to get their hands on stuff like this. And then there are laws on the federal level. I don't know if it applies in on the state or local level, but maybe there are. We know for sure that there are laws against lying to federal cops. So they can lie to us. Cops can tell lies all the time, all day long, and they never get in trouble for it. In fact, they're trained to lie. So they can lie to you, but you can't lie to them. And if they discover that you're lying, then there's a federal, you know, felony charge for you.
Yeah, and then they're constantly pushing their bounds out. I flew out to Atlanta on Thursday and back Friday, and TSA George has called in before about how they've expanded out to now it's TSA agents that are checking the IDs all the time, whereas that used to be airport personnel.
Yes.
So I experienced that for the first time, and flying as a selectee, of course, where I don't show ID.
Mm-hmm.
I went up to the first guy, you know, explained that he asked for my ID, I explained that I don't have any ID to show, and he just said, you don't have anything? Not a credit card or, you know, something? He went through a list of items, and I said, I don't have anything to show. And he said, boy, pull your wallet out. You got a wallet? I'm like, yeah. Pull your wallet out. I'm like, I'm not going to consent to any searches, sir. And eventually he said, look, you're going to have to go back to the airline and work this out because you're done here.
Huh.
And I started saying some things back to him saying, you know, look, here's all my other tickets where I've done this before. I do not have to have ID. It's not a federal law. And he just
making up his own rules.
I felt like a homeless person that was just completely ignored.
Wow.
And, you know, he can do that because he doesn't have to worry about customer service or
right.
anything that a private company would care about.
Right. You can't pull your business away from the TSA if you're upset with how they treat you. As long as you're someone who has to fly for a living, there's some level of obedience that you have to show. How did you end up getting around this? I mean, obviously you got your flight, right?
Yeah. So I went and pulled one of the dividers up and walked down to the next security checkpoint. And gave the lady my boarding pass, told her I didn't have any ID, and she let me right on through. There's one thing you can count on from government. It's inconsistency in the application of their rules.
Absolutely.
True.
That's absolutely true when it comes to government officials. Unfortunately, they're not all on the same page. It would be nice to at least have consistency, and you don't get it.
Sam, thanks for the call and the story. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Is there anybody out there listening to Sam's story that's upset by the fact that he didn't show that government bureaucrat identification? Did you know that you don't have to? 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. Get signed up. Keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Wow and amaze your friends with a new Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings 12 feet. It's the perfect gift for anyone who likes neat stuff. Get your Zero Blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com.
800-259-9231. So, in other news that I guess is tangentially related to the TSA situation, since no one really wanted to apparently talk about that, we'll go to Ron Paul. You might have heard of him. He is actively running as a presidential candidate on the Republican side. But he doesn't really fit the mold of those other Republicans very well. In fact, he's more of a libertarian than he is a Republican, but he is a Republican, and he's won 10 terms in Congress as a Republican, so that's how he's running for president. And it's a good move on his part, because if you run as a libertarian, no one pays any attention to you.
People just don't vote for you, right?
It's not that they don't vote for you. No one pays attention to you in the first place, so people don't even know who you are to possibly vote for you.
Right.
Because the media, they do their best to black out candidates like Ron Paul if they have the term libertarian next to them on the ballot, whereas if you run as a Republican or Democrat, then for some reason you deserve coverage. Anyway, they're still trying their best to black out Ron Paul, and this isn't really in regards to his campaign. It's something, a little speech he gave before the House of Representatives, actually earlier this week. appearing at LouRockwell.com. And it's in regards to what they're calling the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act, H.R. 1955. We've had some people call in about this on the show, and I figured, well, it'd be interesting to hear what Ron Paul has to say, because he's kind of close to the whole government thing, and he knows how it all works up there. And, you know, it's basically an act that a government law that is aiming to prevent U.S. citizens from being violently radicalized and turned into terrorists, because that's not the apparently it's the apparently foreign terrorism isn't the only thing that's scary to these government people. They want you to be frightened of your next door neighbors as well. So they want you to be worried about your kids and your friends of your kids and that sort of thing. Ron Paul says, Mr. Speaker, I regret that I was unavoidably out of town on October 23rd when a vote was taken on H.R. 1955, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. Had I been able to vote, I would have voted against this misguided and dangerous piece of legislation.
And Ron Paul is known colloquially there in the House as Dr. No, because he votes no against anything that he considers to be unconstitutional, that, you know, the wise, our wise rulers in Washington, D.C. decide to come up with. And, well, this is unconstitutional. This is a policing issue that, at the very least, should be handled at a state level.
He says this legislation focuses the weight of the U.S. government inward toward its own citizens under the guise of protecting us against violent radicalization. I would like to note that this legislation was brought to the floor for a vote under suspension of regular order. These so-called suspension bills are meant to be non-controversial, thereby negating the need for more complete and open debate allowed under regular order. It's difficult for me to believe that none of my colleagues in Congress view H.R. 1955 with its troubling civil liberties implications as non-controversial. There are many causes for concern in this bill. The legislation specifically singles out the Internet for, quote, facilitating violent radicalization, ideologically based violence, and the homegrown terrorism process.
And, you know, the politicians hate the Internet because it's pretty much an uncontrolled environment. They don't. They would love very much to be able to control it, and they don't know exactly how they're going to go about doing it. But they're going to try a bunch of different things on their crackdown.
Right. Well, last night we were talking about the government getting into the world of regulating the Internet. The issue we were discussing last night had to do with another piece of legislation that has passed overwhelmingly in the House, is now moving on to the Senate, that addressed the issue of child pornography and essentially expanded the definition of child porn to include drawings and paintings and things that don't actually have anything at all to do with real children actually being harmed.
And this wasn't even just children. It specifically said teens. So, you know, what's a drawing of a teen?
Well, it also included photos of young people that were clothed as well.
Right.
So if they were in so-called lascivious poses. And again, you know, who's going to determine this? Who's going to determine what is and what is not lascivious? Well, it's going to be the government people and not us. Anyway, that was one of the ways that they're sort of getting their foot in the door as far as regulating the content on the Internet. And this H.R. 1955, this Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act, is another foot in the door. They're going to say, well, you know, whoa, this Internet thing and its free speech, I don't know, not in this America. You know, Mark, everything changed after 9/11. Apparently, the whole freedom of speech thing has changed, too, because now they want to crack down on free speech online. Now, that's not specifically what this legislation does. It just sort of identifies the Internet as a problem. I don't know if they've actually come up with a solution yet, but they want to. Boy, you better believe they want to stop that free speech thing. Anyway, such language might well be the first step, says Ron Paul, toward U.S. government regulation of what we're allowed to access on the Internet. You know, kind of like how China, you know, they put controls on their Internet over there.
Mm.
That's what we want in America, right? Be more like China?
Red China.
Such language might well, again, say be the first step. Are we for our own good to be subjected to the kind of governmental control of the Internet that we see in unfree societies? This bill certainly sets us on that course. This seems to be an unwise and dangerous solution in search of a real problem. Previous acts of ideologically motivated violence, though rare, have been resolved successfully using law enforcement techniques, existing laws against violence, and our court system. Even if there were a surge of violent radicalization, a claim for which there's no evidence, there is no reason to believe that our criminal justice system is so flawed and weak as to be incapable of trying and punishing those who perpetrate violent acts. This legislation will set up a new government bureaucracy to monitor and further study the as-yet undemonstrated pressing problem of homegrown terrorism and radicalization.
Right. More lazy bureaucrats that we can never fire, ever.
As he points out, it will no doubt prove to be another bureaucracy that artificially inflates problems so as to guarantee its future existence and funding. But it might do so at great further expense to our civil liberties. What disturbs me most about this legislation is that it leaves the door wide open for the broadest definition of what constitutes radicalization. Could otherwise nonviolent anti-tax, anti-war, or anti-abortion groups fall under the watchful eye of this new government commission? Assurances otherwise in this legislation are unconvincing. In addition, this legislation will create a Department of Homeland Security established university-based body to further study radicalization and to contribute to the establishment of training, written materials, information, analytical assistance, and professional resources to aid in combating violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism. Ron says, I wonder whether this is really a legitimate role for institutes of higher learning in a free society. Legislation such as this demands heavy-handed government action against American citizens where no crime has been committed. It's yet another attack on our constitutionally protected civil liberties. It's my sincere hope that we'll reject such approaches to security, which will fail at their stated goal at a great cost to our way of life.
You know, whenever the government fails, there's no one to hold them accountable.
Nope.
They just fail and demand more money. And
well, right. They can fix the problem if you just fund their bureaucracy ever more. Which, of course, they never do fix the problem. They always need more money. There's always something else that they need to do. So, now, this particular legislation, as I understand it, from the discussions we've had with some of our listeners on the air over the past several weeks on this show, does specify that violence has to be a factor in that getting on the radio and advocating that you not pay taxes isn't necessarily going to run you afoul of this violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism law. But it's coming close. Anything that could be perceived as anti-government could very well eventually, with more slight modifications to this program, be categorized as violent radicalization. I mean, it doesn't specifically go that far in this piece of legislation, but it's not much of a stretch to go from here to there. You see where I'm coming from on that?
I can see it.
And again, you always have to remember that when it comes to government programs, and this one creates, as Ron Paul points out, a whole new bureaucracy, when it comes to government programs, they never stay the same.
They always grow.
Yeah, right. They start in one frame of mind, and then they keep expanding out into new areas of controlling your life. So you can just watch and wait, and you'll see it happen with this one, too. More on the way. You take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it, too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to the Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring us whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then just go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You're going to have to go shopping eventually. You've got to buy stuff to live life, and it is that holiday buying season. You're probably looking for gifts and that sort of thing. Why not get your shopping done on Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com? No need to go into the stores and deal with the parking and the angry customers and the angry customer service or whatever. Just go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Enter through that link. Free Talk Live gets a percentage. Sound Money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to LibertyDollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the class action lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's LibertyDollar.org. As always, you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Quick story from New York. The AP reporting a teenage suspect who secretly recorded his interrogation on an MP3 player has landed a veteran detective in the middle of perjury charges, authorities said Thursday. Unaware of the recording, Detective Christopher Perino testified in April that the suspect wasn't questioned about a shooting in the Bronx, criminal complaint said. But then the defense confronted the very detective with the transcript it said proved he'd spent more than an hour successfully trying to persuade Eric Crespo to confess, at times with vulgar tactics. And you know what's interesting, Mark? It seems like we talk about, you know, we've certainly read our share of corrupt cop stories on this show, whether it be them confiscating somebody's marijuana and, you know, selling it on the black market, or there have been so many different episodes of police corruption.
Planting marijuana on people.
Right. It's always just fascinating
how many of these guys are veterans of the force? I mean, you'd think
it always makes you wonder, how long have they been doing this?
Right, right. You'd think that maybe some newbies on the force, not knowing how everything works, are going to come in there.
Sure,
and
they're working among law enforcement. How could our law enforcement be so inadequate in catching the people that are right there around them every single day? It'd be one thing where I don't deal with a police officer. Almost never do I deal with police. And of course, I'd be able to fly under their radar. But These are police officers working among police officers.
Right.
And they do it for years and years and years, decades sometimes on end.
So it's just fascinating. Again, this is another veteran detective who's been caught lying, now facing perjury charges. He said he wasn't questioning. He didn't question this kid. But the recording says he did it for over an hour. Once the transcript was revealed in court, prosecutors asked for a recess. Defense attorney Mark DeMarco said the detective was pulled from the witness stand and advised to get a lawyer. Perino, who's 42, was arraigned Thursday on 12 counts of first-degree perjury and faces as many as 7 years on each count, prosecutors said. He was released on $15,000 bail. His attorney didn't immediately respond to a phone message seeking comment, and the New York Police Department spokesbureaucrat also declined comment. The allegations put the safety of all law-abiding citizens at risk because they undermine the integrity and foundation of the entire criminal justice system. Well, that's what the district attorney said, but in my opinion, the whole system's been undermined for a long time. This is just more evidence to just heap on the mound of existing evidence that corruption rises through the ranks. We've heard it from former police officers and current police officers who will tell you, if they're being honest with you, that the corruption is everywhere. If you're talking to a cop that gives you the usual line about, oh, well, it's just a few bad apples, most 99% of cops are good guys, he's one of them. He's one of the corrupt guys. That's my opinion, based on what I've heard, and I can tell you, I've known a former NYPD detective. I believe that's this very same department. I've known one of them, and he told me straight out. I asked him, how many of your coworkers were you aware of were corrupt? Every one of them.
Yeah, he said he wasn't aware of any of them not being corrupt. And we had a guy call in last night. This is big departments and small departments. We had a guy, or not last night, but a
couple weeks ago.
It's been a couple weeks or so. You could hear his little radio in the background. He was saying the same thing.
And it's very upsetting to the good guys because they actually want to make a difference and help people out, but they're surrounded by criminals with badges. Anyway, this
power corrupts and absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
Now, here's the story. Officer Perino had arrested the young 17-year-old Crespo on New Year's Eve while investigating the shooting of a man in an elevator. While in an interrogation room at a station house, Crespo, who at that time was 17, stealthily pressed the record button on his MP3 player that he happened to have with him, as many young people do these days. Which, according to him, was a Christmas gift. After Crespo was charged with attempted murder, his family surprised DeMarco, which is the attorney, by playing him the recording. I couldn't believe my ears, said the lawyer, who decided to keep the recording under wraps until he cross-examined Perino at the trial. Prosecutors then offered Crespo, who had faced as many as 25 years if convicted, 7 years if he pleaded guilty to a weapons charge, and he accepted. So I bring this up for a couple of reasons.
These weapons charges always bother me, too. I mean, here's the Second Amendment of the United States that says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Well, doesn't it say after that, except in New York City?
I don't think it says that in New York City, no. New York City's still in the United States, and that's still the United States Constitution's Bill of Rights.
Well, there's that issue, but the reason I bring it up is to point out that having these devices on your person, whether it be an MP3 player with a recording feature, and many of them have a recording feature these days, MP3 player with recording feature, cell phone with a camera, cell phone with a video camera. Having these devices on your person can mean the difference between, prison and not. Can mean the difference between their word versus yours. Now you actually have some evidence of what you've been saying, because people have been saying for years.
Right. Now imagine for a second that he didn't have this evidence. He'd have gone up the road
up
for 25 years.
Yep. Yep. So people.
Now, I don't know if he deserved it or not, but the cops shouldn't have lied.
That's right. People have been saying for years, though, Mark, that, cops are corrupt and they're lying and they're liars and that's not true what they're saying. But the cops always get the benefit of the doubt.
Always.
So it used to be your word versus theirs. Now it's your word and your videotape or your audio tape versus theirs. The other question I have, though, is about New York's laws, because there are some states that say you have to notify someone that you're recording them. In many states, what this young man did, the 17-year-old, by pressing, surreptitiously pressing the record button on his MP3 player, he was violating the law right then. Now, I don't know what New York's laws are. I presume that they wouldn't have allowed this evidence in had that actually been against the law.
As far as I'm concerned, if you're in a public place or you're dealing with a public servant, mm-hmm. you should be able to do that.
Not tell them?
We're paying these people. We should be able to record what they're doing.
Well, believe it or not, here in New Hampshire, the so-called live free or die state, there's actually a law that specifies that you have to inform people if you are recording them.
On audio.
Otherwise,
recording.
It's a felony.
Yeah.
Those laws need to go away, or they just need to be disobeyed. Because the fact is, even if you're going to break that law, I say better to have the evidence than to not have it at all. Better to have something. Because even if you can't admit it in court, you could certainly take it to the newspaper or television station or radio show and get it out on the air and get it into the public.
Yeah, they'd certainly like to have it.
I mean, if you're already facing charges, what's another one? If you're looking at 25 years, what's another felony on top of that for recording that situation? So, highly recommend that people who are concerned about encountering these bad cops, and maybe you're completely untouchable and you think that everything's fine in your life and you're on the up and up and nothing bad's going to happen to you because you're not breaking any laws or doing anything wrong. I caution you to be careful about how you think about these things, because these cops can do anything, virtually anything they want to do, and they can target you for pretty much any old reason they want to. In many cases, you might get targeted because they made a mistake.
Right. Last week, some cops busted in a deaf guy who was taking a bath.
Right.
And tased him because he was in a towel, mind you.
Yeah.
Tased him because they thought that he could be going for a weapon.
Right. Now,
in his own home.
Right. The call was a shooting
call. Dripping wet in a towel.
It was a shooting call, but no one had been shot. It was just either was a mistaken call or a malicious call. But as a result, this guy got shot with a taser by the cops because he couldn't hear what they were saying to him. So that's one example, and then there's just example after example, and you can go to theagitator.com. Actually, I think there's a map there of all of the police, the SWAT team efforts where they're kicking down people's doors in the middle of the night, and oops, we had the wrong house. Oh, so sorry, we set your house on fire. That has happened. People have lost their homes because the police have made a mistake. And, of course, the reason why they're making these mistakes in the first place is because there are these stupid laws in this country that say, you can't gamble, you can't smoke marijuana, you can't have prostitutes, and you can't do things that are consensual, that aren't harming anybody, that you're deciding for yourself what to do. It's
right.
Because of the war on drugs that most of this crap is happening in the first place.
Vice crimes have destroyed the Fourth Amendment.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up anything. The atheist, Michael Newdow, he's after the Pledge of Allegiance and
again
the currency again. We'll give you the latest on that case and hear how you feel about it. Should the government remove In God We Trust from the currency? Or is that the wrong question to be asking in the first place? We'll explore an hour two coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider with same-day shipping on...
The IRS.